Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Now for a closer look at those election results and what it could mean moving forward, we are joined live by Oakland University political science professor Dave Duilio. Dave, did you hear that last comment by the president there?
I sure did. It's more of the same from President Trump coming out of his news conference. And of course, in the polarized political times that we're in, his supporters will love it and his detractors will hate it.
All right. So let's talk about some local elections in terms of what happened yesterday. We did maybe not necessarily a blue wave across the country, but we definitely saw one here in the in Michigan. And what do you attribute that to?
Well, Jackie, I think you're right. I think there was no blue wave nationally, but there was some localized flooding. And some of that happened here in Michigan with a really good night for Democrats. Of course, the top of the ticket swept by Democrats, two big pickups in House seats, U.S. House seats, and some gains in the State House and State Senate. I think it was to some extent to be expected, given that every time a governor has left office, the voters of Michigan, since about 1980, have chosen the candidate of the other party. So it was a natural swing that we've seen over the last 30, 40 years.
And in terms of the proposals, many saying that perhaps the marijuana proposal, which may have been the thing that got so many people to the polls yesterday, but we also saw the passing of proposals 2 and 3, gerrymandering being 1, and the Secretary of State in terms of voting rights easier, number 3, respectively. Do you think that we'll see challenges going forward in the courts to make sure that that those don't pass?
In fact, I do. I think you'll see some litigation on Proposal 2. What specifically is challenged, I think, remains to be seen. And when that happens, I think, is also a bit up in the air. But I would be really surprised if the opponents of Prop 2, and there are some, let that go without trying to challenge it in the courts.
Not many voters remember this, but Michigan voters did vote to make a marriage between a man and a woman. And that went all the way. Dana Nessel actually took that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and they won. So this has happened before where voters have made a referendum, but it has been challenged in the court of law and been defeated. So do you think that will have that we'll see it go all the way to the Supreme Court?
Oh, I think it's too early to tell on that. But what we need to remember as voters is that just because we adopt something through ballot initiative doesn't mean it's the end of the story. And similar with Prop 1, the story is not over yet, right? Where the state government's going to have to go through at least a year-long rulemaking process in terms of licensing dispensaries. So it's not like by the end of the month you're going to see marijuana dispensaries popping up on your local corner.
Gretchen Whitmer came out today, completely different statement than what we just heard from President Trump, but she came out and said that her first thing, she said that she wanted to thank those who voted for her, and then she also said then to those who did not vote for her that she was there to help them too. Do you think that people will like her, that going forward she'll continue that narrative and hopefully reach across the aisle and get stuff done?
Well, I think that's smart politics, and it's also what the state is craving. I think while we have this very polarized time, a lot of folks in Michigan are looking for somebody who can, and it's sort of trite and a cliche, but bring folks together. And I think that it's going to be a necessity to do that, given that while Democrats did make gains in the state House and state Senate, they are both going to be controlled by Republicans. So if Governor-elect Whitmer wants to get a lot of stuff done in the next 4 years, she's going to have to work with Republicans, at least for the next two, before another state legislative election takes place. And she's going to have to build some relationships between the governor's office and the legislature to get that stuff done.
Oakland University political science professor Dave Duilio, always great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Jackie. Thanks.